now we're shaping up. Every day it's the sun that crawls. I wait for longer just to hear you call me true. Now I'm true, angel, you.
Release Radar in partnership with the Coming up now on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Tiny Horse's latest single off their upcoming album that starts off as a sentimental goodbye-soaked ballad before flipping into a full-blown Europop banger. It's a point-of-no-return anthem. Once things break, they stay broken, glowing with hot summer warmth and channeling the rush of Robin with the arena-sized catharsis of Arcade Fire. Good luck outrunning that feeling. And if you're a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream You'll Never See Me Again by Tiny Horse on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Didn't raise no quitter. You should move back just a little. You could be a really good hitter. There's nothing like fresh air. I'm picking daisies for your hair. You said you'd see me next summer, but you never did. Stop pretending the world is fucking ending. Thought I needed you.
And as I'm sure I mentioned prior to this, I'm not.
Yeah, he recommended her art because he's friends with Renee and or Bernadine, sorry. And then, yeah, I started following her page, and I just love her art. It's like kind of like messy scribbles, and yeah, it's really cool stuff that you should check out. But yeah, fell in love with her art, and then reached out like way before the song came out, and was like, I would love for you to do a video. I had this other idea about just like things on fire and stuff like that for the song Burning. And right before we released the record, she was like, yeah, I finished it. And yeah, it's incredible. I loved it. Won an award recently in Madrid at the Indie Film Fest. And yeah, it's had a bunch of honorable mentions from like the Philly independent film festivals, a bunch of independent film festivals across North America and some in Europe, which is really cool.
Yeah, I saw something about Atlanta relatively recently.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was a pretty cool one. Also, LA was another really cool one that we're really excited for. But yeah, she's just been pitching it to a bunch of indie film festivals, and yeah, people seem to like it. So
local band Goodco is in fact now world famous.
Yeah, worldwide, taking over the world.
Not just Kingston, Lennox, Frontenac. How's it? KFL, Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington.
Yeah,
even beyond Leeds and Grenville and Hastings, they're taking over the world. But first off, we're going to have Fraser Wayne and the Desert Eagles with, let me quickly turn over the record, and it's looking at the wrong side. It's called Follow the Darkness Into the Night, which is the title of the album that just came out recently. I know I bought the album at his last show, and it hadn't been officially released yet, so I felt like, ooh, I better not play that on the radio.
But, yeah.
But now it's safe to play. And then we'll follow that up with the aforementioned Burnin'. The video is available on YouTube. I would highly recommend checking it out because it's really cool.
My
As I'm sure I mentioned prior to this, I'm not actually here right now. Okay, we're back again here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the lovely, lovely Lower Carruthers Hall. It is lovely here, isn't it?
It is.
Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. I'm here, DJ Tangent, with
Cody Allen James.
Not a serial killer.
That you know of.
He's got the three names. I don't know. So we just had Fraser Wayne and the Desert Eagles with that song that I gotta look at the album again. Follow the Darkness into the Light. And Good Go with Burnin' apostrophe. We got a little out of order because I'm flipping the vinyl and the streaming service and, you know, chaos. It always rains down here. Being on the lower level of chaos. Yes, I know that's not how you spell rains when you're talking about chaos, but it's my show. I'm DJ Tangent. My words. So, we're going to play someone else that I have seen with Good Go, on the same bill, Hobby. And then who did they play with the other time?
They played Emily Steele and The Deal.
And The Deal, yes.
And Mistaken for Wayne from Sudbury.
Yes. And we'll be getting to, coming up a little later on, we have an actual brand spanker from Mistaken for Wayne. Got the email from the Bandcamp yesterday. So where are we going now? So we're going to play Hobby, a song called Older from their latest release, Clear Blue River. Clear Blue River. It's a catchy tune. Is it the first song? Yeah, it's the first song on the album, and it's catchy. I sing it in my head whenever I say the album. That's fine. And then Steel Saddle?
Yep. Yeah, we play Steel Saddle. That's, I think I mentioned earlier, Ben Valley played pedal steel with them, or does play pedal steel with them.
Which is why we were supposed to play it earlier, but tangents. And then we can play that other one, too.
The Haylofter show song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hay Lofter, a new band out of Ottawa. They're actually played with Hobby pretty recently. That's and they're playing with Fraser Wayne. Saw them.
It is a small world in the e-alternative community.
Very small.
Yeah, that's interesting. I played another song called Dandelion a couple of weeks ago. Completely different genre, completely different artist, but yeah. And my grass is green now. It's not Dandelion, so it doesn't apply, but we'll go with it. So Steel Saddle and the Haylofters. Oh, wait a minute. Chaos was raining again. Hobby, then Steel Saddle and the Haylofters. We're playing three songs in a row, which is why I'm confused. Well, I mean, it's not the only reason, but it's part of it. Here we go.
Slowing down to see preacher man with a gun in his hand. I'm a traveling light, yeah. But you can't catch a man with a gun in his hand, and I'm
today, not just to me, so I'm going to be grammatically correct, and yes, I'm going to obsess about that. Don't judge. So, what did we have? We had Older by Hobby. That, well, we won't tell you how the sausage was made on that one, because the record had a scratch in it, so we had to redo it, but it's okay. It sounds better. Then Traveling Light by Steel Saddle. And Dandelion by the Haylofters here on Numbers with Wings, y'all, on CFRC, y'all, 101.9, y'all, on the frequency modulation,
y'all.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man. I wish we could do like Bob and Doug McKenzie where we go, now I'm in your left ear, now I'm in your right ear. But I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, can you be a reverb on my vocals?
Yeah, you go stand in the corner.
Yeah.
It's all cloud. They won't have reverb. All right. So one thing I've mentioned on the show before, if Cody tells you, sends you a thing on the Instagram saying, hey, are you going to the show? You go to that show. He has not let me down yet. His recommendations are top shelf.
Thank you.
And then the other way of and once you're there, I've mentioned this before as well. If you know how you know it's a good show, if Emily Steele is there.
Yeah, yeah.
With her disguise. Yes, Emily, that baseball cap fools all of us.
Yeah.
All right. So you have a couple more selections for us to play.
Yeah. What do we got next? We got Nicolette and the Nobodies, Lock In. Actually, a funny story. Ian Bain from Nicolette and the Nobodies actually played on Good Company's demos. So there's a cool connection there. Ian's also in Jeremy Albino. So he just opened for Black Keys, which is crazy.
Small world.
Then, yeah, what's the next one? Brothers Gently, Heartbroken on Payday. That's a good buddy, Danny McLaren, and his brother Sam. They go by Brothers Gently. They're actually based out of Sydenham. They're like a folk duo, but yeah, top notch. Danny's a great, great lyricist.
Okay, so we shall listen for the words. I'm going to press the right two buttons this time to turn off the microphones and not the computer. I forgot my thumbnail, so I don't have Ian Brown here, so I'm just going to do it myself. Amateurs. All right, here we go. Nicolette and the Nobodies, Brothers Gently.
to be soft-spoken every now and then. Don't lie to me, I'm heartbroken on payday again. But take a seat, a token for another so-called friend. Falling leaf is just choking, this winter never ends. But I'm simply heartbroken on payday again. If I tell you where, well, I'm afraid you'll ask me when. Do you have change for a dollar, or just a dollar you could lend? When will I learn I'm no good at playing pretend? You can always send your shirt away, you just have to repent. But for now I'll be heartbroken on payday again. Took a turn for the worse, caught that river I was chasing, but I don't know where it went. I don't need a clock to tell me all my time and money spent. I'm simply heartbroken on payday.
DJ Tangent and
Cody Allen James.
Y'all, that was Lock In by Nicolette and the Nobodies from Ottawa, the nation's capital, and Brothers Gently from Sydenham, downtown Sydenham, probably the outskirts. All right, cool. We're here on a special pre-recorded gig. No. Extravaganza promoting episode of Numbers with Wings, well, half episode, Thursday night at the Toucan, the Drain, Good Go, Fraser Wayne, and the Desert Eagles. It'll be a good time, y'all.
Our triumphant return to the Toucan.
Yes, if you watch the video to Burnin, you will see.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Little clip from the Toque.
Yeah, and if you look, squint really hard at one of the pictures on the wall in the background there, you can see me with the darts team.
Yeah, you're featured on the video.
Actually, that Fraser Wayne one, the live-in. If you just squint at the one certain part, from Wolf Island. I'm sort of behind that guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy behind the guy. I'm famous. All right. I digress. A tangent. Wouldn't be me if I didn't. All right. Somebody's got to be in control. What's up next?
So yeah, I kind of curated this, like going from like east to west. So now we finally hit Sudbury. We got Mistaken for Wayne. This is a new one from them called Whitefish.
The term is brand spanker.
Brand spanker.
Whoa. Spanker.
Yeah, that's it.
It's brand spanking new.
Funny story about Mistaken for Wayne. His drummer is also in Casper Skulls. And you said that you're because they spent the night at my place, and you told the drummer that you're spending the night at the serial killer's house. And yeah.
Yes. It's a long running gag.
Yeah,
you're staying at Cody's. When you see him, say, "Hey, serial killer."
Yeah.
Casper Skulls, I like them. They're great.
Yeah, great band.
But that's a different genre, so we'll maybe I'll time travel and play that in the first hour.
Yeah. And then after that, but playing our buddy Brock Mattson. Brock, he actually took us out on our first tour. We went down to PEI and played everywhere in between. He's actually doing management now for a lot of bands. He's actually managed Hobby and Mistaken for Wayne and Ben Valley. And he's a Forlorn Management now. That's his management company. Yeah, but yeah, he's a great songwriter too. But Big Rig is the song, and it's a Jimmy Buffett tune that he covered.
Huh, interesting. All right, so we will start with the brand spanker. Cody's not familiar with the terminology. I forget if it was Jeff the Nerd or Dean who came up with that one on one of the Indie Morning wake-ups, but it's what they're called now.
Brand Spanker.
Spanker. As in brand spanking new. Yeah. Y'all, come on. All right. Mistaken for Wayne, Brock Mattson.
Counselor's missing, the church bell gone, the horses are out again. 2 years here in a whitefish town, a northern mayor begins. Sunshine on the hillside, 2 weeks and the ice still free, black trucks and the OPP, yeah. In the morning we read that the church is in need. Time bell laying ringing for free, yeah. Taken for cash or for God's own ways, out on the road on a Sunday, no sight of the man for miles, must be out on the road. Time.
life's on the line. Get those horses back on time. An old ram by the highway sign never kept his fence right. And the counselor was missing, the church bell was gone, and the horses are out again. 2 years here in a whitefish town, the northern air begins.
Drinking a whole lot more than I do, but I don't know about the good life, baby. Not so sure it's for me. I'd much rather be home rolling with you than watching Tom Green on TV. I wish I was a big rig rolling on home to you. I wish I was a my whole life in a bar. There's a whole lot of good looking women out there who think I am a star. Drinking and snorting ain't really where I am. If I had my own two ways, I'd be rolling home to Edmonton. I wish I was a big rig rolling on home to you. I wish I was a big. The bottle of scotch and she wants to go home with me. She's looking like a big rig rolling on home to you. I wish I was a big rig. Big rig, baby, rolling on home to you. I wish I was a big rig rolling on home to you. I wish I was a big.
Switch for this because I can't put two hands. I just don't have enough hands for this. Anyway, we're back. Tis I, DJ Tangent.
Cody Allen James. Good go.
Good go. He has been good co. He's been good company for this last hour-ish. Yeah, here on a special pre-recorded extravaganza promoting episode of Numbers with Wings. Even though I'm in a different studio, you still got the same chair squeak. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So we just heard a brand spanker by Mistaken for Wayne called Whitefish. And Brock Mattson doing a cover of, you said it was a Jimmy Buffett tune?
Yeah, Jimmy Buff. R.I.P.
Oh, yeah. That's right, he died.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay. So, I was, when we were talking about doing this, Cody came up with a playlist, and some of the songs on this, well, at least the artists, were ones I would have chosen as well. We were going for some country y'all, or, sorry, Canadian y'alternative. And an artist that we saw at the Broom Factory, Mr. Joe Abbott, with his Sears catalog style from the 1970s, his album Duster. And it says on the back, Joe Abbott and the Flying Jays, but none of these people's names start with J's. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, so we're going to play a song by him. And because, I guess because I took video of his show and I started following him on the gram. What is he, Dog Food Daddy or something like that?
Dog Food Daddy, yeah. Great.
I don't know.
Great Instagram.
I don't know that we want to know the story behind that.
Yeah.
But I saw that he's playing in Calgary. See how I did that?
Yeah, nice.
Two syllables, Calgary. He's playing with Skinny Dick, D-Y-C-K. And you chose a song by them. Not one of the two songs of theirs that I knew. I'm familiar with. So, yeah. Which way do you want to do? Do you want to play Joe first or then them? Or where do you care?
Let's end the show with Joe. So let's play Skinny Dick first.
They're from somewhere in the wilds of Alberta, aren't they?
Yeah. I can't remember if it's actually specifically Calgary, but yeah, Alberta for sure. It's funny. When I was like kind of curating it, I was trying to map out bands. I want to do an actual like extensive playlist of like every band from like PEI to BC. But yeah, that's the only band that I could think of from Alberta was Skinny Dick. And I was like, that's weird because you'd think that they would have the most country bands seeing as it's like the most, you know, country.
Although, part of Canada. I visited Calgary quite a number of years ago now. Well, not that many. Like maybe 2012 or so.
Mm-hmm.
2012. And I was surprised at how few cowboy hats and stuff I saw.
Right.
But yeah. I was in the downtown part, so maybe they don't go there. I don't know. It was less country than I was expecting.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's like just something like, you know.
Stereotypes?
Yeah, you hear. But when that stampede rolls around, boy, does everyone have a cowboy hat on.
Oh, yes. And there's a big brouhaha about people are making too much noise at the band tents, and people who live in the condos nearby are mad because they're making noise.
Too much fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you mentioned that the Cross Canada. I did that. I tried that last year, doing not alternative specific, but a band from each province, and it was and territory, and it didn't quite fit. I only had an hour long show back then. It didn't quite fit, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like PEI, how can you can't forget Absolute Losers?
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah,
that doesn't fit.
Yeah.
And Gizmo. I saw him last week or from PEI.
I actually just found out about Gizmo pretty recently, and the band's awesome.
Yeah. It was a good show. It was their second last show, and there weren't a lot of people there, but they gave it their best shot. I mean, yeah, it's disappointing when people don't show up, but it was a Monday night, but that's no excuse.
Yeah.
It's the Broom. It's done by 10.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone my age can do it. Anyway, once again, I digress. So, this is usually where I say, up next is Julian Taylor and his jukebox, the professional DJ. He has a staff and stuff where, I mean, Cody's just hanging out. He's on the other side of the desk. He's not pushing any buttons, so I'm doing that.
Feet kicked up.
I'm making all the mistakes. He's just silently judging. Yeah, and I'll be back next week, I think. I don't think I have anything planned. And to do it all again. All right. So, dreamin', and apostrophe because it's country. by Skinny Dick, and I forgot.
Dirty
Pile of Snow by Joe Abbott and the Flying Jays. He has a band of rest stops. Yes. Hey, that's a good title. The Band of Rest Stops.
Yeah, that is good.
The Rest Stop Tour of Canada. All right. This has been Numbers with Wings. I am DJ Tangent, and he's
Cody Allen James
of Good Co. July 2nd, The Drain. I mean, The Toucan. Yeah. Here we go.
Porch light on in the afternoon. I'm a seagull flying over Saskatoon. I'm a bluebird in November. I'm a daffodil in June. I'm a porch light on in the afternoon. And I've overstayed my welcome, and I've overworked my stay.